Does this mean that Marx advocated planning and that Lenin planned to plan the economy? Did they see communism as emerging naturally from some kind of dialectical transformation as a spontaneous act? Did they imagine that it was one spontaneous order turning into another? Or did they see some kind of planning as necessary as part of this transformation? We can take a step back and talk for a moment about Marx's ideas about the concentration that he saw in capitalist economies as they developed. Marx believed that competition was unsustainable in developed capitalism because competition would naturally lead towards concentration. As capitalists expanded production and their ties to the state increased and entrenched the capitalist power, production would fall to fewer and fewer larger and larger firms. And Engels wrote about this in Socialism, Utopian, and Scientific. He said the violent concentration of capital that occurs during crises through the ruin of many large and still a greater number of small capitalists. He also talked about the state being entwined with producers, and he spoke about the trusts that came out of this, state-backed trusts, and the freedom of competition slowly erodes and changes into its opposite, into monopoly.